They have one out here.
Oh, they do?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. Oh, what would they call the man in charge of a ship?
What'd you call him? I don't know, I didn't use the ships.
Well, have you ever heard him called the captain?
Captain, I guess.
Have you ever heard the word captain used in another way? Have you heard it used?
I've heard a lot of people called captain this, that, and something
else. Oh,
you
have?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. When you knew there wasn't any captain.
When you knew that. That'd just be something people would
call them.
Try on. Mm-hmm.
Just like they call a lot of people a doctor that are not any more doctor than I am.
Oh, yeah.
Just a lot of them. Mm-hmm. And the doctors up in Pontiac say that the chiropractors have no business calling themselves doctors because they aren't doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And the medical doctors now put MD to their name.
Mm-hmm.
So they can tell who they are.
The man who presides over the county court, what would he be?
He's a judge.
And a person that a businessman employs to look after his correspondence would be called his private
secretary.
And a man on the stage would be an actor, so a woman would be
actress.
And your nationality, anybody born in this country would be called, anybody born in the United States is called
what?
Anybody born in the United States would be called a
native.
Mm-hmm. And if someone were to ask you Miss, what nationality are you, you'd say, well, I'm
American.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody asked you what race you were, you'd say you were
white.
And
sure, I'm not integrated.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. You're funny too.
These people that married niggers, I think they ought to be have to live with them. You know that Russ. I never was so surprised when his daughter married a Negro man,
mm-hmm.
You know, in Washington.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I heard they separated right away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think they ought to have made them live together.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to have all that to do in the paper. And Russ lost his job, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
Oh.
I had a man had a room here with me, and he was from the missile base. You know, they have all those missile bases right here.
Mm-hmm.
And so you never knew who you were getting.
Mm-hmm.
But he was such a nice looking man, and was dressed well and spoke well. You could tell he was educated. And so he said one morning when he came out, he said, "Miss, I wrote to my friend in Chicago. He came from Chicago. And I told him that every morning when I came out of my door to go to my breakfast, I passed a four-star general and from a Confederate."
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "When you pass him, that general, next time, you tell him that I wish to God he had won the war. These niggers are running us crazy up here."
Oh.
And I thought that was so funny.
Uh-huh.
It was cute in him.
Yeah, talking about the brigadier, four-star general.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah. Now, if you were talking about white people who are